You're listening to a Comic Talk 616 podcast production. To learn more about Comic Talk 616 and other podcasts, visit comictalk616.weebly.com.
And you can find Critical Hit on Instagram at critical_hit_podcast, or join our Facebook community group by simply searching Critical Hit : The Pokey Center.
Thank you, and enjoy the episode.
Sweet. They're very nice to me.
Very nice to you?
Yeah. Ah.
Don't fuck a little shuckle.
Rest.
And welcome to Critical Hit, where a Pokemon podcast that talks primarily about the Pokemon TCG.
My name's Sam.
Mashmantha.
My name's Sam. You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer. Thank you for listening to Critical Hit. I guess now it is a partly ASMR podcast.
That's actually Sam whispering.
That's my fault. I'm so sorry. I'm the one that thought of doing this, and Sam hates it. I apologize to Sam.
I don't.
No one else, though. If you don't like this at home, fuck you. You'll have to listen to it anyways. I'm only apologizing to Sam.
How is everyone's week?
It was good.
What'd you do?
Some of my kiddos had a concert, and they did good. They did good. I'm really proud of them.
That's good.
Anybody else? I said how my week was. Somebody else better jump in.
Not the sex. The week.
So my week was good. We're just gonna end it. We're gonna end it with that. And when Jackson listens, there goes the self-esteem.
Do you think Jackson's gonna listen?
You're gonna tell him to listen to that one part.
Now you know the punishment.
Oh,
I'm the only one who did my trainer challenge. No.
No. My week was good. So. Today was Alexa's birthday, but we had our party 2 days ago.
Yeah, you did.
It was the first party in the new house. It was lit.
Yeah, what?
Lit titty.
Sam got super drunk and fought a leprechaun, somehow found a unicorn, killed my neighbor.
I'll drink to that.
No, it was good. It was good. people had fun. They came over, did things.
Yeah.
So that was my week. Happy birthday, Alexa. For your birthday, I subscribed to you to the Raptors Feet Only fans. Enjoy.
You're not gonna say you love her or anything.
No.
Jesus Christ.
The Raptors Feet say it all.
Yeah. The Raptors Feet are more than words. Pictures are worth 1,000 words.
I got a shiny Obstagoon card from Shining Fates in the mail from eBay.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we did an unboxing today, so if you listen to us, you probably already know about it. If not, then you could check it out.
Oh, I thought you were going to say get your shit together, but that's fine too.
Yeah. Yeah, get your shit together. We don't have a ton of news.
Let's talk about how stupid we were for not realizing the connection between Alice in Wonderland and these mad party...
That's Waze and you two.
Sat there silent.
These mad party teams.
I didn't say anything because it's obvious.
Yeah, so today...
No, it's not.
It literally is.
So today, Sam and I just realized...
Fuck you.
Okay.
That the party tins, because you have the teapot...
Oh, sorry, the party pins.
Yeah, the mad party pins. So you have from Shining Fates, you have the teapot, you have the rabbit, you have the mouse, and
Mr.
Galarian
Rhyme.
Mr. Rhyme. And Sam was like, oh, these are all trippy Alice in Wonderland things. And then Sam looks at the box and was like, oh my God, it's like, I just get it. And then I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, it's like Alice in Wonderland. And then I look at it, we look at the artwork and it's literally featuring Alice in Wonderland shit. We're like, holy shit, we're stupid. It's literally the Tea Party group from Alice in Wonderland. Like it's a straight up Alice in Wonderland Easter egg and we're dumb as fuck.
Shut the fuck up. You didn't say it.
Brittany,
because
shut
I thought
up.
We all knew. It was common sense. I was literally like, when
no.
we got the boxes in, I was looking at them when I got it to
Brittany,
work.
Brittany, this
and
is
I
the
was
first
like,
time I've seen them.
You didn't see
yeah,
them, like,
we don't have the privilege
anything.
Of all holding Shining Fates all the time.
I know, I'm sorry.
Check your privilege.
Like, this was the first time I've actually seen them.
That's very
the only
That's
thing
harder.
I've touched is an ETV.
The only thing I've touched. That sounds
it's
like.
It's okay, I've got the fucking EVV Max. The floofy motherfucker, so. It's fine.
Yay!
Like, excuse me for not understanding freaking literary references, ma'am.
My bad.
Do I look like I read?
You're a teacher, so I would hope so.
The answer to that is no.
Okay. I will not judge you for not reading.
I read when I have to, and that's it. I don't read for fun anymore. School ruined that.
Oh.
I don't. School ruined that.
No. Nope. We're not doing this today.
You just have to look at me just for a minute. I'll do this. What a perv.
You told me to!
Anywho, so it sounds like our weeks were weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Are we ready to jump into some news? Since I'm swinging a fucking beer bottle around? Sorry, cider
bottle. Just smash
bottle.
It on my head, please. Just grab it and brute, like, full force. Just fucking kill me. Sam's like, I'll drink to that.
Yep. Okay. Let's go ahead and start with some TCG news.
Yeah, let's get right into it.
I think Brittany should actually cover our first story.
Why did you turn me into Freddie Mercury? I mean, I'm not objecting to that. That was a beautiful damn man. He was incredible. But why? Did you see it?
That's not the TCG news. I'm actually doing my job.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Not all of us can be the greatest Sam.
Well, get your shit together, because it sure as hell ain't me.
Anyways. Hopping right into the TCG news. GameStop will be giving out a special promotional Flapple card beginning on March 19th, which is also the release date for Battle Styles.
Hence why I wanted you to talk about it.
Yes. So we're going to be giving out the Flapple TCG promos, we as in GameStop, because I work there, on March 19th, and this will be the same day Battle Styles releases. You can get this promo with a purchase of $15 in Pokemon TCG merchandise. Good fucking luck finding $15 worth of TCG merch.
Yeah. How long has it been since you've had Pokemon TCG stuff that wasn't a pre-order?
We actually got two Hidden Fates tins in yesterday. We got the Raichu and the Gyarados.
Do I
want
to buy them? They're gone, huh?
They're probably gone. Yeah.
Damn.
Jake is just slipping into the darkness.
He's
anyways,
gone into the void.
The void has consumed him. The card has a special GameStop stamp. This makes it the first GameStop stamped promo ever, which I'm really excited to see, because I have never seen that, obviously, because it's the first of its kind. It's also likely GameStop is going to give out codes for the Gigantamax Flapple. I do. Always. As they have done for several Pokemon that they've promoted, like more recently the Toxtricity. Like if you download the Pokemon Pass and you have the QR reader on it, you scan the code, you get the Toxtricity. Probably gonna be the same exact concept with the Flapple. If so, GameStop will also allow you to scan a code to the Pokemon Passes I was just describing for the Dramatic Crystal for the Flapple. Dynamax, God, I'm an idiot. Sorry, my brain's tired. It's pretty much the same thing though.
Yeah.
You can then encounter a Gigantamax Flapple at Watchtower Lair.
Yeah, in the game.
I'm excited.
I am too.
Pretty cool.
So there's a part that when I was bringing up the news that I kind of left out, but it was talking about how, and I'm sure you know this, how GameStop before Reddit happened. Mm-hmm. Was basically like on the brink of bankruptcy and was in the process of filing for bankruptcy. But ever since then, like, it's just Jake. Some freaking guys.
What is he doing?
He's peeing.
Oh.
There's a bathroom right there.
It's like, what the fuck? I was just being creepy and just sitting in there. I was like, you having fun? You okay? Stop. You're done.
Hello, Clarice.
No.
But anywho, so GameStop was basically on the brink of bankruptcy. Ooh, I almost spilled that. We're good. But since Reddit happened, essentially, these the like whole company has just kind of been revitalized to the point where we went from GameStop barely hanging on by a thread to now getting its very own promotional card with probably more coming.
I'm excited.
Right. So a lot No, and it's been good for a lot of fandom because actually, so I've started investing. And honestly, so Nintendo stock was going down, right? And like it got low enough to where I actually was able to get some. And I'm telling you right now, it's been going up. I like bought one share and now I'm up $71.
Yeah.
Same with Funko too. Like Funko, I've made like $14, so not a lot. But I think a lot of these collectible, the positive end, right, of all the scalping is if you are investing into fandom stocks, right, you are actually seeing a positive return on that. Like Funko, Nintendo, Pokemon internationally is not like publicly traded, so I did like the next best thing, which was Nintendo, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, right now, like if you want to like start doing mutual funds and investing and like, you know, because we're not getting Social Security, welcome to American food, naps, and American politics, food,
naps, and American politics.
Welcome to this episode. You know, but if you want to start like investing into your retirement, but you also like want to invest into your fandom, this is like a really cool, fun way to do it, and I've been doing it. And so, yeah, like I totally see how this has, and I actually started getting investing because of the Reddit GameStop shenanigans, right? So it's really cool how like you can positively impact the fandom by investing into companies that you want to see be successful,
mm-hmm.
like Nintendo, like GameStop. Which I think I might actually invest into GameStop, so that way hopefully Brittany can keep her job.
My job is fucking secure.
I'm like,
okay?
Your investment.
My job is in the bag. We just got a huge upgrade and promotion to our store.
But then I own stock, and that means I'm technically your boss.
Oh, really?
Oh, stop that.
Tell my district manager that.
I will. I'll be like, you see this one share? I own you. And what I'll do is I'll come in a Patrick Star costume.
No.
But like, you know,
with the Cheeto girl eyelashes.
Like, you know, like those inflatable fan costumes? I'm gonna get that, but Patrick Star, but get my nails done and be like, I own you. Don't fuckle with Shuckle. Rest.
Do you know how that came about?
I actually have not listened to the episode. I've just been continuously doing
it. You can
tell
her now.
Please, but I need to know.
So when I teach my kids to count rhythms, whenever they're doing a rhythm, we have them either count and clap or say some syllables and clap. It depends on what school I'm at. But so for example, if we're using ta.
T-T-ta. Did you ever do that in elementary?
Yeah. Ta,
well, yeah, I was in orchestra throughout like all of middle school and high school.
So then you would probably use the numeric counting system. 1, 2, and 3, mm-hmm. 4. But at the very beginning, the fundamentals, whenever I want them to say rest, instead of putting their hands together, we go out and we say rest. So 1, rest, 2, rest, ta, rest, ta, rest, depending on what you wanted. And now it's developed into a cult following.
I love that. That's perfect.
We turn music fundamentals into a cult. Don't fuckle a shuckle. Rest.
That's perfect.
Okay, so those of you who listen to us, can you please post a story on Instagram of you putting your arms out in like the, I guess like a
horizontal
worship, hands out, like, palm position.
Palms up, hands out to the sides.
Like arms wide open. And just going.
Just imagine you're listening to Creed.
Yeah.
You're like up on a
and
mountain.
And just
Dark Souls,
repeat after us.
The sun, but like lower.
And just repeat these words. Don't fuckle with Shuckle.
Rest. And you can't forget to bounce your arms.
Yeah,
on the rest.
You gotta have it flow with the rest. You should do that. It'll be fun.
Please, we'll give you a crisp high five.
It'll have to be a new highlight on our thing called like the Shuckle Cult, and it's just gonna be like Shuckle like with his glasses.
Can I draw him like with a pentagram on his head, and he has like really fucked up eyes,
like edged in?
Yes, like my cat. That'd be so perfect.
Oh, and like an ACAB tattoo, because, you know,
oh, no.
Shuck the pulley. Because that's the whole part of the video. Of, like,
not.
You're supposed to hang out in this bitchin' shell all day. Don't fuckle with Shuckle.
Rest.
Anywho.
Moving on.
So if you want to show us your cult, our cult, do it.
Show us you're a real fan.
We appreciate it.
Show us you're a real fan. Join our cult.
So it's funny because like if you go to Japan, they like have a bunch of like these weird like mini cults all over the place. And so I kind of want to like if we ever get a chance to where like we get to go to Japan as a podcast, if we create our own like mini Shuckle pamphlets for a cult and like hand them out.
And this is all we do.
And like we'll make it nice and like have all this information and we'll create like a fake website and everything, and then once they get on the website, it's literally just gonna be us at a table. Don't fuckle, Shuckle.
Rest.
And that's it.
Hey, you know it'd be awesome before we get like pamphlets though, we actually get like business cards to like pass out to people, because that'd be great.
Oh, I thought we were gonna do like business card stickers where like there's stickers on
the
cards.
That's what I'm saying.
We should talk about that when this is done, if we have time.
We should do that.
Oh yeah. How about not during the episode?
Yeah.
In the middle of the news?
Yeah.
I think we've spent 5 minutes on our cult.
Speaking of the news, there's more!
Yeah. So, anywho, we have some new secret rares that have appeared for matchless fighters. KoroKoro Magazine in Japan revealed the secret rare versions of Galarian Articuno V, Galarian Zapdos V, and Galarian Moltres V for matchless fighters. These cards should actually be part of our June set that's coming up. And if you look at them, these are some more alternate arts, but they're a lot of fun.
That Moltres is fucking beautiful.
That Moltres is just nice and fierce. You have Galarian Zapdos running up a cliff that's almost 90 degrees. And then Galarian Articuno being sassy as hail.
Majestic.
Sassy.
Sassy as hail.
Sassy.
So these cards look to be super cool. I'm super excited that they're continuing on with the alternate arts from, and they're from like the Japanese sets, and it's not just stuck in battle styles and then we don't see alternate arts anymore. So hopefully we'll see a lot more. We haven't talked much about the entire sets for Matchless Fighter, but if you want to check those out, as well as the Silver Lance set, they are on PokeBeach.com, where we get a lot of our news.
Yee.
All right, speaking of new sets, our next set in the U.S. is coming out in June, and it is called Chilling Rain. And it's not rain as in the rain that's falling from the sky. It's rain as in a king reigning over a village, a kingdom. Forgot the word for it for a second.
Close enough.
Chilling Rain. The set will release on June 18th. The pre-release window will take place from June 5th to June 13th, though most countries won't host any actual pre-release tournaments due to the pandemic.
Thanks, COVID.
Yep. What that'll look like for most people is that they will probably pay $25 or their currency's equivalency. They will get the pre-release box, and then I believe it is either 2 packs or 4 packs. I think it's 2 additional packs of the newest set as well. And normally what they would do is they'd have a little tournament where you open all your cards right then and there and you'd play using a 40 card deck. But that's not a thing right now. So this set should be comprised of cards from S5A Matchless Fighters and S6 Silver Lance Jet Black Spirit. The name comes from the fact the last two sets feature Ice Rider Calyrex and Shadow Rider Calyrex. Their sets haven't been officially revealed yet. The 2 Calyrex will appear as Water or Psychic type Pokemon V and V Max. There are currently product shortages due to the pandemic's impact on printing factories. However, TPCI seem to indicate in a recent announcement that these issues will soon be resolved. Normally, Chilling Rain would have been our May set, but its release has been pushed back a month like Battle Styles. The set schedule will return to its normal February, May, August, November pattern later this year. TPCI's decision to shift the schedule may have been caused by the aforementioned pandemic issues, or the release of Shining Fates in February.
Makes sense.
Personally, I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Because Pokemon Company has been struggling to catch up, especially with the increased demand. But then they're also shoving in not one, but 2 extra sets this year for the 25th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually only 1 extra set, but 2 special sets. So they will have their normal sets in, well, technically supposed to be February, May, August, November. But then they have their special set, which we know is coming out probably around September this year for the 25th anniversary set.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year they added in Shining Fates as well.
Yes.
So a mixture of both increased demand, product troubles, printing troubles, and the addition of Shining Fates, I think, has just caused this wonderful, perfect storm of stuff getting all messed around.
Everything's a shit show.
Yeah, but it sounds like Pokemon Company at least has a plan, which I am super excited for, because a plan is the first step to actually getting things fixed.
Yeah.
And closer to back to normal. To where somebody doesn't have to wait in line to get Pokemon cards for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. Chilling Rain, I don't believe, has another, like, super huge chase card in it. It has awesome cards, but it doesn't have anything major like a Charizard VMAX or Charizard in general or a Fat Gay Pikachu. So hopefully it'll be another good set like Battle Styles is turning out to be, but not one that's super high priced for scalpers to take.
Right. It honestly, it just seems like, so the only reason I was able to get cards was I was at the right place at the right time. I noticed this huge long line at Target, and you know, I was able to get in there, and just like last time, like I just saw a bunch of people in there, like, you know, doing money and just like giving money to other people. And like one dude was literally waiting in line getting cards, and after he got cards was walking down the line saying like, I'll buy cards or I'll sell you my cards. Like they were scalping before they even checked out.
Yikes.
Like legitimately.
That's some piece of
and
shit.
And it like,
yeah.
Right. And like, luckily the guy who's putting it up is trying to make it as fair as possible, like trying to make sure everyone gets one. But when you have like three or four of your friends like getting stuff
in
too,
line.
Like they're, you know, they're cheating the system, which it's not really on the guy putting the stuff up. It's on the people being shitty.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I said, it takes 3 hours just to get cards. Like if you really have to want those cards, and it sucks because like there is a guy who's like trying to get back into collecting Pokemon cards, and he didn't even realize like how bad it was. And he's just like, I don't know if I want to come back. He's like, I don't know if it's worth collecting.
This is honestly the worst time to jump back in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit before we actually started of there's a lot of good that came from like this boom and this explosion. But ultimately, it's a double-edged sword that those people who are just jumping back in generally don't know what they're in for.
And it makes me so sad because like I love seeing people like get back into like loving Pokemon and stuff. They're like, oh no, I like haven't like fucked with this for years and years, and now I like want to get back into it, but it's like literally the worst time to do mm-hmm. it, and it's like they're discouraged and they don't want to, and it's like, no, like,
yeah,
stay, but it's hard.
Yeah, you know? No, and you know, us being more experienced collectors, none of us expected this.
Right.
You were in the retail field and you didn't expect mm-hmm. this. I've been collecting God for years, and I've never seen anything like this.
Right. I think maybe what we need to do is come up with like I said, so we'll talk about the positives of this double-edged sword, which is like a lot of it's negative, but there is small things of good for it, not a lot. But I think maybe we can help some of those collectors, because like I said, again, another positive thing from all this is like it is getting people back into the fandom that genuinely want to be in the fandom
mm-hmm.
and not scalp, which is great, right? Because you're like, cool, at least we're getting some more people back into the fandom or introducing it for the first time and they actually care. You know, it just happens to be a crappy time for them.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Maybe we can kind of do like a Ned's Declassified, like, you know, survival type book.
Survival guide to getting Pokemon cards.
Right, or getting back into the fandom during this time.
Yeah.
That could be helpful for them. Like, hey, you know, if you want to get back into it, and like, obviously we'll create this guide because it will be like anti-scalper. It's not going to help them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But make it to be like, hey, if you want to actually collect and get back into the fandom, these are the steps that you could take to kind of help yourself out and not be like so stressed out or be discouraged when you run into these situations. Because it is like, if you walk to Target and you see a huge line that goes all the way down from like the entrance all the way down to pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Like, that's discouraging. You're like, I'm not going to get cards.
Yeah, because you sent me that picture and I was going to head down there and I saw the picture and I'm like, I'm not going. I'm not going to get anything.
Yeah. And I mean, we got extremely lucky.
Yeah. How many people showed up after you?
At least 20 to 30. And it's like getting worse every single week. Like it's doubling every single week. You know, and again, it's because people want to get back in. They want to collect again. You know, they're getting nostalgic, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. If you, because they actually care, because they want to collect again. They want to get back into it. It's a fun hobby.
It's the tools that literally, as they're walking off with their stuff, saying, I'll sell you mine.
Right.
It's like, obviously you're not in it because you care.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so maybe that's something we could do. We'll try to do for you guys in the next couple of weeks to kind of, you know, those who want to get back into it, you know,
Be on the lookout. Maybe some tips, some tricks, some positive vibes for trying not to get discouraged in this market.
Because it is, like, I'm not going to lie, like, I was sitting there and I was like, I had so much stuff in my cart and I knew I was going to spend a lot of money, but I was just like, if I don't,
I'm not going to get
cards for months. And it's just like, it. You work in the retail business and, like, you touch things. It's probably worse for you.
You touch things.
I held it in my hands.
Like, it's worse for you because you get to touch it and you don't even get to, like, take it home.
No, and the audacity of some,
it's like the dangling
like
carrot.
People that think that, like, we're fucking getting, like, first dibs with these cards and shit. Like, no. Like, motherfucker, I have not gotten a single fucking pack in months. Like, well,
Jake did.
Yeah.
Give me some cool cards. I'm so excited. But, like, no. Like, even the people that work there, like, we are not getting shit at all.
Like, I feel like nothing. I feel like it's worse for you, honestly, because you see it. Like, you know, remember that commercial where, like, the guy has the dollar and he's like, almost got it. He's, like, fishing. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like it's for you. It's just, like, it's in front of you. But
it's teasing. I hate it. It's just like, haha, look at this. Like, you can't have it. It's fucking pre-ordered. Right. Honestly, you can't get this.
Honestly, I'm sure there are some GameStops out there where they do have shitty people that do that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. But luckily,
I feel like that's every store. That's somewhere someone
it's like,
has it.
I do have it pre-ordered, so mine will come in just like way later on.
Right.
Which fucking sucks. But I remember I pre-ordered the Pikachu V-Box and like one other thing, and I don't remember what it was. But it's coming in later.
ATV.
No, I didn't get any TV.
That's right.
I forgot. I was like just barely too late. But I'm getting that, so I'm like, that's all I fucking want. I just want one thing.
Yeah.
When
so hopefully we'll have some more tools for you guys. And if you are listening to this and you are feeling discouraged, please don't. Like, there are tips and tricks. There are ways around it. It might take some patience and just some other things. But
and you're not the only one feeling this way for sure.
Yeah. Like, we've been collecting for a hot minute and we're like, it's discouraging sometimes because sometimes I'm just like, why do I even bother collecting anymore? Like, I can't fucking get cards.
I've seriously considered stopping, and you know my collection.
Right. We're doing it for you. If it wasn't for this podcast, I probably would have, like, been discouraged.
We all gotta hype each other up and be like, don't give up, bitch.
Yeah, like, when I got some shining...
That's why I bought my Gobstagoon on eBay.
He's beautiful.
I
like,
love him.
When I got some shining fates, I was just like, okay, like, it was... Like, honestly, I don't want to, like jack up the name of Shining Fates, but it was the Shining Fate I needed. Like, I needed that little glimpse of, like, hope of just like, yes, it's still possible. So don't be discouraged. We're suffering with you. If you have questions or you need, like, immediate, like, emergency help on, like, what you can do, like, legitimately hit us up. And we'll, like...
Someone's usually on that Instagram account. And if not, someone will get back to you in a couple hours tops.
Yeah, like, we will help you, you know. Whether it's, like, us, like, to help you meet a scalper in the back alley and beat the crap out of him. So you could, like, give him some beef stew and fart in his mouth. Or, I don't know.
Wow.
You know.
Give you some encouragement.
Did you
words.
Give him beef stew first? Or did you fart in his mouth first?
Both.
That beef stew is... So, like, beef stew is when you knock someone out. And then, like, when they're knocked out and their mouth's open, you fart in their mouth. So when they wake up, they taste it.
That's gross. Is that a real thing? No. I wish to unlearn some of the things that I've learned today.
Thickerita.
That's a perfect example.
So, yeah. Please don't be discouraged. Like, we're all... like, we're all going through crap. And, like... Another thing I want to, like, really encourage you guys is don't take it out on the retail employees.
Please.
It
sucks. They don't deserve that.
Fucking stop. It's not my fault. Sam, put it away.
God.
They don't deserve that.
They don't. And, like, honestly, they're not doing what you think they're doing. Trust me. Like...
Trust me, because we'd be in on it. No.
Jesus
no,
Christ,
legitimately. We would. I'm not going to lie. At least I would. Like, if Brittany, like, was able to abuse her power as a GameStop employee, this podcast would have a lot more cards at their disposal. Disposal?
Yeah.
Than we do. So, obviously, we're not.
Yeah, no, for the record, like, please don't fire me. I'm not doing anything wrong. If GameStop, Mr. GameStop is listening to this. Like,
Mr. GameStop.
Oh, are you ready?
No.
I hate that so much.
Now we have to see it the rest of the fucking
So I feel like I just need to draw some like sassy legs and some pantyhose now just to add to her.
Some fishnets? Oh my god.
She needs arms right now. She's nothing but boobs.
No,
boom.
I like her without arms.
Like, you know, like, you know, like the Patrick Star from like the first?
Yes.
Like add those legs but some green boots. I fucking hate all the stickers.
This is why we can't
have
nice things.
Excuse me, you're the ones talking about dicks. I'm just talking about Thickerita.
You're the first person to bring up dicks this whole
She's
episode.
She's talking about that Chikorita titties.
No, it's Thickerita. Thickerita thitties.
Thitties.
Okay. Yeah, so...
Please don't be discouraged. Message us. We're here for you. We want to build a community. We want to encourage everyone. There is hope.
And there have been some pretty drastic steps being taken by retailers to kind of curb this and to curb theft too.
Yeah.
Like, I know our local Walmart, at least the one closest to where I live, has put up a camera in our toy aisle. So that way people cannot just rip open
the
cards.
What they were doing with the boosters?
Yeah, what Dakota sent us. Mm-hmm. Like, they're literally putting, like, they're...
In those, like, gaming cases, the lock cases.
For a $4 pack.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And it's sad, but, like, that's what needs to be fucking done to make these people fucking stop. And right. They're also doing limitations. Like, GameStop's doing, like, one per person for, like, specific things that come in. Like, with the packs that came in for the 25th anniversary with, like, the three Jumbo, cards. Like, we were doing one per person, and that was it. Like, you couldn't get more than that.
And another thing that's really going to be a huge help, and this goes to everyone, whether you are new to collecting or not, I'm going to constantly be stressing this. Never do not buy from scalpers. No matter how desperate you are for cards or how much you want that chase card, do your research. Find out if like they've been doing this for a long time. So basically they've been doing it for more than 3 years. It's safe to say they're not a scalper, right? Do your research, look into who you're buying, look at the base market of it, and refuse to buy from scalpers. Just refuse to do it, because if we don't buy from them, we don't give them power, and then it discourages them from wanting to buy.
And they'll move on to something else.
Yeah.
They'll target something else. And by all means, like, don't like not buy cards on the internet. Like, that's not what that means. Like,
as
do
I'm
your research.
No.
Do your research, and like, if it's a fair price and they're not like fucking upcharging it like 3-4
right.
times the amount of what it's worth, like, by all means, buy it.
Right.
There you go.
And if you're gonna pay extra, go to that local game store that maybe you are gonna pay $80 for an ETB, but at least you know it's like a local business that has a, like, that does resale, and like, they're hurting a lot too from scalping.
Oh yeah.
They're really hurting a lot, so support them. It's important. And thanks for coming to our TED Talk.
Yeet.
Let's talk about video games, because let's face it, video games are going to be in a drought here soon. Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl are available for pre-order.
Biggest fucking hype.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go in for that pre-order.
Yeah, from me. You're going to pre-order from me. Give me the fucking numbers. Give me those good fucking reservation percentages. You too. Wait, what?
When do you work?
Yeah, when's your next
one? When do I not work is the question. I work tomorrow. 2 to 8:30.
I'll try and stop by. Okay. Can you also pre-order Legends of Arceus yet?
I don't know. I haven't.
I don't think so,
because that game's coming out in 2022. But, pre-orders are available for Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl. The game's set to come out in late 2021. So if it is based off of the history of Pokemon, it's probably going to come out in November, right before the holidays. So that way everybody can get their holiday shopping in. Each game is $59.99 each. Typical retail price for Switch games. You can order it. Pre-order it at, of course, GameStop, Walmart, Amazon, and Best Buy. And I don't know about those other programs.
I will be going to Amazon for my pre-order.
I don't know about those other programs, but I really enjoy the fact that GameStop does $5 down in order to save your reservation.
Yes.
I like Amazon, so I'll be going through Amazon.
Fuck you.
That's inappropriate.
This is a workplace.
Yeah.
This is the
and once
talk
I
podcast.
And once I own GameStop stock, I will be your boss.
But you'll still go to Amazon.
I'm actually going to do that right now.
Go to Amazon?
No.
Yeah. So I'm super excited. Are order pre-orders still up for Snap?
Yes. Yep.
Also, you can get a pre-order for Pokemon Snap.
The pre-orders are going to be open like until like the day before the release.
That comes out on April 30th. Mm-hmm. Get your pre-order for Snap. Get your pre-orders for Diamond and Pearl. Once Legends of Arceus comes out, we will let you know and get your pre-orders for that one.
Oof. So, okay. This is not good. Sorry. I just checked the GameStop stock and 0% are buy, 50% hold, 50% sell. But I mean, I'll probably still do it once it dips out a little bit more. It's still at like 250 for stock.
Great.
But as the holidays come up and the stimulus goes up, that stock is going to go up because people are going to be buying more consoles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Use your entire stimulus and invest in stocks. Just fucking do it. Do it.
I thought about it.
I'm just going to buy useless shit. No. Like two of the exact same game, only with a different name on it.
Yay.
Diamond and Pearl, baby.
I don't know which one I've decided I'm going to get yet.
I'm getting both. I am getting both.
So, okay, so can we take a little bit of rabbit trail and explain why you want to get both? What are the pros and cons of it?
I think we already talked about this, though.
Well, I haven't seen the official, like, exclusive list, but just like with Sword and Shield, Red, Blue, Sapphire, Ruby, Gold, Silver, you get the idea. Each game comes with its own exclusives that are not available in the other game.
The original Red and Blue had that?
Mm-hmm. The whole point is so that way you could trade with others. So...
It's a good thing I got both. Which I also, so...
Exactly. We're not talking about your games right now. We're talking about why I'm getting both.
I got the American versions
now. I know.
Plus,
you, no, you already told me.
I'm excited. Anyways, keep going.
So... Like, each game has its own exclusives in addition to the legendary that's featured on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And with the addition of Pokemon Home, now those exclusives become really, really easy to transfer. And you don't have to actually trade with somebody in order to fill up a Pokédex. Which is nice.
Right.
And so... If you are one of those completionists, like so many people are, basically the only way to fill up your Pokédex is to either trade, or you can take the easy way out and get the both exclusives, put the exclusives in home, and then switch it up to the other game, and there you go.
Okay. Boom. I see that. I'll think about it.
I'm getting both. But if I had to get one, I would get Diamond just because I like Dialga better. Palkia is super cool. Palkia is probably honestly a little bit stronger, but Dialga's cooler.
Cool.
Agreed.
Good to know. Do you agree?
I do.
How do you agree? Tell us why.
That's none of your fucking business. I said what I said.
Where's the evidence?
In my brain. It's there.
That's circumstantial. It's not that.
You're not intelligent enough to comprehend it.
I'm your boss.
Okay.
You don't own stocks yet.
I don't.
He doesn't either. Like, he doesn't either. Don't let him pull that shit on you.
Yeah.
Get your pre-orders. That's all of the video game news we have. Everything's kind of slowing down. TCG's taking that front seat. Video games with the Pokemon Direct that happened in late February. Taking a backseat until we get some more stuff, some more info, some more footage.
Right, we're in the middle of the 25th anniversary celebration.
Yep.
You know, kind of ramping down. Like, it's going to happen for...
It's going to ramp down until about September, then it's going to skyrocket with that 25th anniversary set, which we still don't know anything about.
Like, we'll see some small things throughout the year, but we're getting to the point where it's going to ramp down a little bit, because they're trying to figure out this card route thing.
Hey,
bullshit.
Pokemon International, can you give us a card stimulus?
Ooh.
Everyone who has a TCGO account gets...
Just remember, peace is never an option.
Why does it look like some like booty cheeks holding a knife?
That's what I was thinking.
That's
I was like,
fucking mouth.
Booty cheeks.
We'll talk about
it. Are you saying he has an asshole for a mouth? He has an R space.
Have you
R space.
Seen Snom? I have a Snom on a bench in one of these packs.
Snom on a bench.
Yeah, he's
Snom
on a bench.
Snom on a bench. What a Snom on a bench.
All right, while I'm looking for Snom on a bench, who wants to talk Pokemon Go? Because we have a little bit of stuff for that.
I think Jake would like to do that.
I think I might want to do that. I don't know that. I haven't quite decided if I want to talk about... I don't know if I want to talk about Pokemon Go.
I think you do.
Pokemon Go, I've been playing it a lot more recently.
Yeah, I got a gift from Mexico when you were down there, and I am so sad because I didn't have any egg slots open.
Ooh, bummer.
Yeah, no, that was a bummer. Same with the Veil one. I just need to learn to keep an egg slot open whenever you travel.
Yeah. Anyways, so the Charged Up event is on its way. It has been packed. It is shipped. You could get the tracking number, wait by your mailbox on it, you know, endlessly until it shows up. But the Charged Up event is starting to run in Asia, Pacific regions. This event contains boosts from various electric-type Pokemon with Tynamo, Mega Metric, and Thunderous Therian form. Now being available, this event runs from 10 o'clock local time to March 22nd at
8 p.m.
local time. It includes a new timed research. In addition to this, the raid battles have new bosses. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I always like people who know how to convert military time quickly.
I actually had to, and you'll never guess why. It was fucking McDonald's.
Really?
They always put our schedules in military. So I had my phone set to military up until I got this new one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's because they work you like you're in the military.
Yeah.
You're right.
They do.
You're right.
Bullshit.
Anyways, Therian form of Thunders is coming to Pokemon Go. Therian form of Thunders will be appearing in a 5-star raids from Tuesday, March 16th, 2021 at 10 a.m. to Tuesday, March 30th, 2021 at 10 a.m. local time. So pay attention to that, hop on that, it will be pretty dope.
Yep, and so for those of you who don't know, Thunderous, Landorus, Tornadus are the weather genies, and I say they're genies because they're like floating on a cloud. The Therian forms are where they grow legs.
So now they got legs. I'm not mad about it. I thought it would look worse than what it did, and then I did some research and I was like, it's not bad.
That ain't bad. Yeah. And that's all of our Pokemon Go news. Like we've said before, our news is starting to slow down a little bit. We don't have as many new products. Of course, we have Battle Styles and all of its stuff.
Right, but that means more room for TikTok.
Yeah. No. Battle Styles and all of its stuff coming out March 19th. Some of that stuff includes the tins for Empoleon and Tyranitar. I believe it's either the 19th or the 21st. May I have your attention, please? Here, a Shuckle wearing a seatbelt. Okay.
Don't buckle, Shuckle.
Rest. Some other things that also includes is the Spring Collector Tin. So that is the lunchbox, but instead of featuring Zacian and Zamazenta, or Charizard and Pikachu, it features both versions of Urshifu.
Swole as fuck.
Urshifu VMAX. Pre-release battle boxes for Battle Styles are already out. If you go to your local game store, that's generally where you're going to be able to find them. You cannot really find them in retail stores. Your best bet is to go to a hobby shop somewhere local. Pray they get something.
Pray they don't have to like sell valuable shit to be able to get sets.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Also, there is an Urshifu V box coming out. And it's going to be just like one of those $20 boxes that we have seen
countless times.
With like Alakazam. And there's a Rapidash one coming out. And like the Sirfetch'd.
Is it the Galarian?
Yes, the Galarian Rapidash. Yes. I know, I'm super stoked. Which reminds me. No, we'll talk about that later. Yeah.
We'll talk about it later, Brittany. Yep. Calm the fuck down.
I'm just here for a good time, not a long time. Okay?
Ah!
Ah! That's mouse, the mouse. She's a wolf in sheep's clothing or whatever, or she's a mouse. I don't remember. It's funny. You know what I'm saying.
And it's a
like
thing.
The mice that like yell and howl at the moon, and the guy's doing the voiceover, and it's like, ah, like they're what screaming. Happened? Yeah, it's funny. It's take my word for it.
It's a TikTok thing. I watch a lot of TikTok. I don't do anything with TikTok. I don't do anything with it. I just watch it.
Watch, we're gonna run out of Pokemon. Like, somehow it's gonna get so bad we can't do Pokemon stuff that we're just gonna turn into a TikTok podcast.
I would
it's
not
just gonna
to
be me doing the fucking sound effects that I like.
I know the perfect name for it. TikTok.
You cannot pronounce the L like that.
TikTok.
You cannot pronounce the L like that. I understand like, why you did it, but that physically hurts.
It's like the people that like pronounce like caulking, like cocking. Like it's like C-A-U-L-K,
but
they're
home
like
improvement?
Cock.
And you, when you're doing home improvement, you don't play around with a bunch of cock?
With your cock.
When we had to remodel Matt's bathroom, there was cock everywhere.
Nice.
It was in the hands, you know.
In the hands?
Nasty.
It puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again.
He had cock in his hand, I had cock in my hand, there's cock on the floor.
No homo though, right?
No, our socks were on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good, good.
Miscellaneous news that I just happened to find maybe, what, 10 minutes before the podcast came out?
DJ Pikachu! Wah, wah, wah!
DJ Pikachu released a lightning remix full of old Pokemon songs and sounds.
Do we have a sample?
I mean, I can pull it up.
Or pull it out. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
That's not.
Oh, that's Donald Trump looking like Raticate.
That's dumb.
DJ Pikachu. Here it is. It is official. It is Pokemon released. It starts off with Pikachu in a DJ booth with pretty awesome LED sunglasses.
Can we just talk about like the whoever has to do this as a job?
Dude, it's the best, is the luckiest person alive. And so Pikachu's pretending to spin the records, but it's a pretty elaborate light show for a guy in a Pikachu costume in a dark room.
I just want to get like a bunch of female Pikachu costumes and just have them like twerk.
Oh no.
But not like regular twerking, but like Tina from
oh, no.
Bob's Burgers. Honestly, that's one of my favorite sound bits. I'm so glad that they just threw that in there. And then it goes through the starters during this section. They show the fire starters on the lights, and then water, and then grass, and then Pikachu gets his own little feature. And Pikachu's just fucking going ham.
Could you imagine, like, you're applying to buy a house, and then you have to put, like, underemployment, and you're like, DJ Pikachu.
Immediately sells the house.
Like, cool, you're pre-approved for whatever the fuck you want.
You can literally do whatever the fuck you want.
Right, because then you get to go around and be like, you know what? I'm DJ Pikachu.
I'm DJ fucking Pikachu.
Right. And then you'd be like, I'm DJ Pikachu's realtor.
And now there's two more Pikachus that are just fucking going ham.
They're paid actors. Paid professionals.
And then the light show is just ridiculous. Absolutely insane. Like, high-quality LED.
I thought you were going to say LSD.
I mean, that's a different podcast.
That's different.
That's the After Dark version of this podcast.
This isn't the After Dark version?
Yeah.
Shockingly, no.
Oh.
We have not talked about dicks that much. But I think it was, like, kind of done when Brittany said she got it twice.
Let's stop.
I didn't bring dicks up anywhere in that. At all.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, you just, like, it just...
Okay. So, anywho, that's all of our news. We actually fucking did it. Look at us
in less than an hour.
I know. I was worried because I was like, oh, we don't have any news. What are we supposed to do?
We had some news. I find the news.
Thank you, Sam.
Anime.
The glint.
Glare. Completely wide.
Can we hire like an intern that does like the anime glare whenever we like anyone says anything sassy? Ha ha.
No, because your like, other podcast, The Intern's the only one getting paid.
We do like the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure like poses and stuff and everything's just over the top fucking dramatic. That's beautiful. That would be...
We need Michael Bay's like explosion budget. Mm-hmm.
Just his explosion budget and we would be set.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure, it's fucking ridiculous.
Are we ready to talk about our main topic?
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh wait, new what's our new...
Oh, new additions.
New additions.
Okay, so I finally... Well, you talk about... You want to save yours for last?
Yes.
You know that Vivid Voltage, like, booster box with 36 packs I've been sitting on forever and a day?
Yes.
I finally caved and just opened it. So much for opening it on a stream, but I don't have a computer that's strong enough to do it. So until I get an actual setup, that's where I'm at.
How to get that stimmy?
I don't know if I'm getting one. I have to change my taxes in order to get one. Because I thought I was going to get claimed. Turns out I make too much money, so.
There's a tax guy that I follow that you should probably watch before you do any of that.
Okay. And this has been fucking here's my taxes.
Naps, food, and American politics. Yeah. I had a quesadilla for lunch, and I didn't take a nap.
I have not had a nap in a hot minute.
I need to take a nap. I ate one bagel today.
Brittany. Fucking eat some food.
I don't have time.
Where's Napoleon Dynamite when you need him? Tina, you lardy, the food!
Have some fucking meat.
That's a good ass movie. Eat I some need to watch that ham. Again.
Okay, so anywho, I finally opened up that booster box. No rainbow rares out of it, which is kind of a bummer, but I did manage to get the gold secret rare memory capsule, which is honestly just a pretty card. The gold with the purples and the teals and the blues inside the memory capsule is really nice. Other than that, I got a few VMAXs and a couple of like V ultra rares. And then my stuff from Shining Fates, my biggest thing I got this week was the Obstagoon off of eBay, which I probably honestly paid a little bit too much for, but it's not super out of price range and shipping was free. But he did not fucking ship that shit safely. Literally, it was just the card, the penny sleeve, and the envelope. I'm like, ooh.
Leave a bad review.
No, I came safe. That's all I care about.
That's what she said.
Stop. I was waiting for it too.
Whoop.
She's just mad because she didn't get to say it first.
A little bit, yeah. I'm a little upset about that.
Out of the stuff we pulled, if you watched the live video right before we started recording this podcast, got a Cramorant VMAX. And that was about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some other Shining Fate stuff that I got a while ago. I've definitely had some better pulls. But that was just out of the ETB.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, Jake was kind enough to give me some of his cards. It was a booster from the Shining Fate set. My favorite card is the Reverse Holo Morpeko. Morpeko.
Whatever.
And we came up with the whole story for this card, too. It's yeah. pretty fantastic.
And it's beautiful.
And the card that's actually right before it. The other Morpeko.
It features the Morpeko in front. He is drooling over, like, what appears to be, like, a little coconut drink.
Fermented berries.
Yeah. And we have Shuckle being a fucking god in the background with all of his berries and all of his bitches.
Because all he wanted to do is hang out on his bitch and shell all day and ferment some berries. But you know what? You fuckled with Shuckle.
We didn't and put then, our hands out.
And I don't know this Pokemon's name, I apologize.
Oh,
Dick Bird.
It's some irrelevant fucking bird.
That is Trumbeak.
Trumbeak. But that doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is the Morpeko and the Shuckle in the background.
Fuck that Trumby.
I really like the Celebi too.
The Celebi's nice.
It's cute, yeah, I love it.
It's gorgeous artwork, and I think it truly captures Celebi.
I 100% agree, yeah.
Like, usually you see Celebi in the forest, but I think that even though it's in the clear night sky, there's Snom on a bench. Look at them cheeks.
Snom on a bench.
Look at those cheeks.
Dude, it's literally like bubble butt mouth. Like,
yeah, that's why dude. He has a knife in between his cheeks.
It's been...
Peace was never an option.
It's been twerking. She thick.
The thickest in the land.
Going back to the Celebi, even though it's not in the forest, I feel like it completely represents it.
Right.
So...
Just being its whimsical self, just, you know, having a good time. You know, time-wimey shit.
But those are literally, like, the only cards I've gotten in, like, what feels like months. What probably is months.
Yeah.
I've been sitting on that friggin' booster box for how long? I haven't really gotten anything since, besides the one ETB I pre-ordered back in, like, November.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough.
Yeah. Your turn.
Yeah, so I got a couple things from Shining Fates, got some pretty good cool cards. My cousin pressured me to opening the Mr. Rhyme pack, and got a shiny Tootle from that. But the biggest card that I got was the Eternatus VMAX gold card.
Yeah, it's a sweet card. And one thing I noticed, I really liked the fact that it wasn't 100% gold and black.
Right
on the edges, you just have that hint of color that comes from the original Eternatus VMAX that was like a promo out of that Eternatus box. But for the most part, it's gold and it's black, but it has just enough color to catch your eye.
It's a beautiful card. I'm so happy with it. I'm excited. It made the 3 hours of waiting for cards completely worth it.
Oh.
I'm telling GameStop that you would rather go to Hot Topic.
No, I'm just kidding. I would never cheat on GameStop. I would never do you like that.
Bet. Yeah, so really, really sweet card. It's gorgeous. The fact that you got to like pull it in person and actually got something good on one of our lives.
I know.
We haven't gotten anything super great in a while.
I know. It's been rough. But yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
The best shit.
Good stuff. I did take the best shit today. It was explosive.
Look at this moose.
Moose.
Hey, a moose.
Mice, mices.
You're moosin'.
Anyways, it is time for our main topic. And our main topic is Pokemon porn.
Wow.
Brittany, go ahead and tell us about that.
You're the one showing off Chikorita titties today, okay?
Chikorita.
So you recently started one. You were the voice of,
What the fuck?
Eevee, right?
No, let's...
Eevee!
Just to clarify for the people at home. I don't fucking do that. That's gross.
You want to tell us about our actual main topic? You don't do,
like, I would like to definitely...
American Pokemon hentai dubs? I bet that pays a lot.
It probably does. Yeah.
Probably pays too much.
Because, like, the standard, like, voiceover, like, gig is, like, 75,000. So I bet to do some, like...
I like how you added that 1,000 at the end. I'm like, yeah, 75 bucks ain't bad. And you're like, 1,000. So, anywho, Brittany, do you want to go ahead and tell us about our main topic?
I would love to. So, this week, we are covering, out of all of, like, the sort of...
I thought that was a giant gray turd.
Dare you?
Jesus Christ.
She looks like a penis.
Oh my god!
How dare you? It's a penis.
It's my dog.
You just called your dog a wiener.
That's because her legs go out and it kind of looks like something.
like a charred, a giant charred dick and balls.
How dare you?
You said it.
Gross.
You tell my mom.
I'm telling
you. Our dog
you.
Looks like a dick.
Oh, I call her a dick all the time. Okay, continue.
And there's our dick talk.
Continue.
Out of all the sets that have been released for, like, Sword and Shield, which...
Sorry, I thought you said sex, and I'm like...
No, set. Like, S-E-T.
Sorry, for a moment ago, Brittany was looking up Pokemon porn, and she's saying how she's gonna watch it tonight.
No, I wasn't.
You know, kind of like her pre-bedtime, like, movie. She didn't mean it in like a sexual way, but like she's like she was actually like interested. Like, you know, some people watching The Good Girls or Pokemon Journeys or Breaking Bad, and she's got Pokemon hentai.
Tell us about.
We're not here to
do
judge.
Do I
want to
know about the topic today or not, Jake? No, by all means, go ahead. No, keep talking. Do you have it all out? Are you done?
Yes.
Are you done now?
That's what she said, yes.
Thanks. Anyways, out of all the sets that have been released for Sword and Shield, that would include like Shining Fates, Vivid Voltage, Champion's Path, Darkness Ablaze, so on and so forth. Which of the sets is your favorite slash you consider the best, and why?
You want to start us off?
Me?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
This was your topic. This was your idea.
So it's the ASMR, but nobody else is following through with it except for Jake a little tiny bit every once in a while.
No, that's because ASMR is stupid.
If we do some ASMR, I want some like smooth Pokemon jazz, like Barry White type stuff.
ASMR.
Yeah, ASMR is not nice with music in the background. It's not good at all.
Oh yeah, that's more sensual. Okay.
It's like Careless Whisper starts playing in the background, that fucking sax.
I will make you this deal, Sam has to agree.
Oh no.
We could do your ASMR video and we have some packs to open, but you have to lead that entire episode.
Deal. Not fucking around. I will.
An entire episode or like... It's alive.
It's not for us to figure out. She has to do sorry, didn't mean hit the mic. She has to do everything. News, everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to pick the topic though.
No, just, it's your episode.
It's your whole episode. Just 1 week of me not doing the news, I'll do an ASMR video.
Watch, she's gonna regret it that way. She's gonna be like, I'm doing the news always.
We'll have to like pick a week though, because next week I'm probably gonna be like wanting to die like this week, but we'll figure it out. I will do.
Why would you want to die this week?
We don't want to talk about that.
We don't want to do an ASMR video on our journeys review because Jake and I have a tendency to yell about Go a lot.
Oh, I fucking hate that piece of shit.
See, so not next week.
Someday.
Not the week after.
Someday.
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 Somewhere.
Out there.
Jesus Christ.
I wish people could see that. So, Sam finishes it by opening up like this weird curtain thing that I have going on. Is that a projector screen?
It feels
screen?
Like a projector screen.
Did you not
Dude,
know that?
Dude, if you had the projector, that would be so cool.
That's why I thought
I
that
was
too.
I was going to get a TV, but I might just move that projector over there.
If you can find the projector, that'd be super sick.
I'd know where to get a projector for like $100. And it's like HD.
Projector. Projector.
I think we're getting a projector for my office. It'd make it easier for us to do like our live stream movie night thing.
Anywho.
Anyways, so the point is she lifts up this weird projector type.
That's covering up the
curtain,
window.
And she's like looking out my window. It was hilarious.
All right, continue.
All right, so of all the sets, I'm kind of torn between a couple of them just because like I pick and choose like specific cards and aspects of the set that I like. But I would say out of all of them, Vivid has been my favorite so far because A, I've had like really good luck with it. I pulled Fat Gay Pikachu, so I was like, fuck it, I'm happy, I'm done. And B, like, there's a lot of really cool cards in this set. Like, we have the amazing rare, like, Celebi that I really like. And then I believe that there are 3 Eeveelutions in this set as well, which, I mean, like, it's kind of biased, but, like, I love the arts for those ones.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. The Vaporeon in particular is really nice.
I love that one so much. I am so excited that I have that now, thanks to you. Fucking Sam coming in clutch.
I gotta. If I have extra Eeveelutions, they have a home.
Yeah, honestly. But yeah, like mainly those amazing rares, like the Raikou. There's a couple others I don't remember exactly what ones they are. I know that
Zacian
has
the Zamazenta,
one. The Jirachi or whatever.
The Jirachi, the Rayquaza.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I forgot about the Rayquaza.
I have not.
But I also like the Rainbow Rares in that set a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
They are pretty, except for the Togekiss. Fuck that. And then we can't forget your boy, the Galarian Obstagoon. It's fucking incredible.
Yep.
I like that one a lot. Actually,
I do too.
I need that one bad.
I bought that one off eBay too. Half of my obstagoons have come from eBay.
Sounds like okay. I ain't fucking around. I'm a fucking completionist.
Dude, oh, I fucking love Obstagoon so much. He is my child.
But yes, aside from Vivid, I really like Champions as well, just mainly for those Charizards, but I know I will probably not get either of them ever unless I go out of my way to buy them. But Vivid definitely would be my favorite. I also really appreciate the 25th anniversary of McDonald's reprints. It's like, just mainly because it's like, wow, these have a pretty, like, little special stamp on them. I like these.
And plus the holofoil that's all their own, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you won't find that holofoil anywhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. But out of all of them, I would say Vivid is definitely my favorite set.
So, what is your least favorite set and why?
My least favorite is Darkness Ablaze. Fuck Darkness Ablaze, because I... Apparently, this is a common thing.
Darkness Ablaze!
Where you get... dupes in boosters, which I've never had that happen except for in Darkness Ablaze, and it pissed me off, and it was a super disappointing set, and I didn't get anything good out of it at all.
Well, usually with those dupes, one of them is the reverse holo, and the other is just the wherever it sits.
That was the thing, though. I was getting dupes of, like, the exact same card. Like, there was no difference in them whatsoever, and it happened more than once, and I was like, oh, all right. I think the only good cards that I got out of Darkness Ablaze was that Houndoom V and the Charizard V.
That's right, we got that Charizard V the first night.
But I think that was about it. Other than that, like, I don't feel like it was a very good set. Now that I'm looking back on it again, I'm like, yeah, that's, I don't know, not something I would go out of my way to buy again.
All right, Jake, do you want to go next?
Yeah, so... I can go ahead and go. So even though we haven't opened a lot of Shining Fates, I really am enjoying it a lot. I don't know if it's like, you know, listen to this, you guys know, like, I love the chase. I love the thrill of the chase. So that could be part of it. But I'm really liking Shining Fates a lot, and I loved Champion's Path. Did not like Darkness Ablaze. It's been... Same reasons why I didn't like that set the same is just like it was like I felt like it was overhyped and kind of, I don't know if it's because it was so overhyped and or the fact that it was hyped so much and kind of undelivered. Are you looking at a spot for my projector?
No, I'm looking at those stickers that are on your ceiling fan.
Yeah, it bothers me.
So I'm listening.
I'm not.
I unsee that now.
I'm not. Yeah, I didn't even notice that.
Sorry.
No. So, like I said, I don't know if it was because it was, like, it under-delivered on what it promised, or if it was just so overhyped that, like, it couldn't really meet our expectations. But I've just really enjoyed Champion's Path, Infinite Voltage, and Shining Fates. Although I haven't gotten a ton out of Shining Fates yet, I could say, according to my analysis, it is projected to be my favorite portion of the Sword and Shield. You know, but I also have a feeling I'm really going to enjoy Battle Styles. But as it stands right now, Shining Fates is my favorite. Simply because, you know, the shinies are super fun. Mm-hmm. The artwork that's been set to come out is beautiful and phenomenal. I love that illustrative animated style in there. And this has a ton of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. Well, that and I guess another one of my least favorite is the Pokemon set. For McDonald's.
Oh, the promos.
Only because that was a son of a bitch to do.
That one, yeah. That one I have definite qualms about, but it's nothing against the set itself. It's all completely about what fucking happened to try and get this set. I don't like those.
You know what you should look up, Brittany? There's an artist called Alex Pardee that I think you would really enjoy. Like, legitimately.
I don't like that.
I like that.
So I don't like
when you
that.
When you get a sec, so have you? Do you remember the Used "Lies for a Liar" that album?
What? I didn't say it again.
The Used, their album "Lies for a Liar."
I think so.
Anyway, so he's the artist who does it. Look up Alex Pardee. He's done some Pokemon art for it, and I love it. He's got like that weird, grotesque, Tim Burton-ish street art style to it, and it's fantastic. It's fun. I like his art. Yeah. Anyways.
So, I'm gonna go a little bit against the grain. Like both of you guys, I love Vivid. I think it's an absolutely gorgeous set with just the right amount of chase cards to keep it interesting, but not so many that it feels impossible to complete. The art is absolutely phenomenal with some of these cards. I love the fact that they integrated trainers in with just like the regular cards, like Leon's Charizard, Bee's Hitmontop, Nessa's Dreadnought. Those are just nice touches that, even though they're not necessarily a quote unquote trainer's Pokemon, they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorite cards came out of this set. I am a huge fan of the Amazing Rares, and I am so happy that they are coming back. But here's where I'm gonna differentiate from both of you guys. At first, I was a lot like you two with Darkness Ablaze, to where I sort of overhyped this set, and I got a lot of spoilers right away. And the set didn't necessarily deliver on what I saw other people getting. But that's not the set's fault in and of itself. I think I just spoiled the set for myself at the beginning. And once I took a step back from it, and I objectively looked at some of these cards, I felt it was a lot better. I actually gave Darkness Ablaze a second shot, mainly because I had stinking good luck with Darkness.
But do they even really change?
For me, yes, this set did.
They're all the same no matter what we do.
Like I'm saying, for me, this set has actually proven to be really, really good. I felt like once I took that step back and I sort of ignored it for a long time, I felt it was vibrant, it was new, there's still stuff that I'm still trying to get.
Well, I'm glad at least like one of us can enjoy it and appreciate it for what it is. I just, maybe I'm like being like too stubborn about it and like, eh, fuck that set.
But the one thing I cannot, even though I pulled that shiny Charizard, I hate Champion's Path.
Which is understandable.
I mean, when I have gotten at least 20 to 30 Duple boxes, probably stop. I saw the flash.
What is he doing? Stop. You better knock it off. I'll go tell Alexa.
I'll delete it.
Do it all you want.
Delete it? I will. There's a reason why it's called Machampion's Path. Because the set was so small and the chase cards were so hard to get, you know how many dupes I got? That hurt. I have boxes full of just dupes that I don't know what to do with because everybody and their dog has the same ones. Mm-hmm. If I never pulled another Champion's Path again, and I got the Rainbow Rare Charizard VMAX just like online or something, I'd be totally happy with it. I would be content to never actually open another Champion's Path pack again and just buy what I needed.
Yeah.
Because I am so sick and tired of pulling dupes. Yeah. And it was like that for me for Hidden Fates too. But Hidden Fates has the chance of getting those shinies, like Shining Fates. So I don't mind it as much because there's still that chase.
That's true.
Champion's Path has two chase cards. I've pulled one of them.
I feel like that's the cool thing about like certain sets though, is like there's always people looking for those specific cards that they want out of those sets. And when they pull them, they're like, cool, I'm done. But that's the thing with Champions, it's like, there's such a slim fucking chance of getting like those fucking and Charizards, it's, and it's like
bullshit
a never-ending cycle.
That much.
Mm-hmm.
It's bullshit that it takes that much. I understand them being hard to pull. I mean, they're fucking expensive cards. But if you're gonna make the odds that slim, you have to make the set bigger.
Yeah.
I am not one for big sets. I hate them because I can never usually finish them. But if you're going to make the odds for the two chase cards that slim, you have to make that set bigger so that way I'm getting less dupes.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly.
Overall, I felt Rebel Clash had some really awesome cards, but the set as a whole was kind of lackluster.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucked. I was really looking forward to that one, and there's still a lot of really nice things, but once again, lackluster as a whole. Sword and Shield base, that one's just fun for me because it was new and exciting. It got me back into collecting after a little bit of a hiatus because it was a new generation. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this is the perfect time to jump in. It's okay, it's just Steve.
Stop saying that.
I actually turned my house into a giant divot box, so Steve is actually trapped here for all eternity until someone opens him and lets him out.
Nice. Don't ever open it.
You actually get stronger as he's in here. He's like ferments like wine.
I hate that so much.
Yeah. So Sword and Shield base, not necessarily because it's the set fine. Was super awesome, but because
it's more torture for him than it is for me. He does stuff without consent.
Shut the fuck up. I am talking.
Jesus Christ.
It was just, it's fun and it brought me in. Mm-hmm. As far as my favorite though, I'm gonna have to agree with Jake that even though I haven't opened up a ton, Shining Fates has been the most fun set I've opened.
I definitely think Shining Fates is like one of the coolest fucking sets out there.
Yeah, and for you sure. know, it's a lot like Hidden Fates too, where they have all those options of shinies, except for instead of 94, they have over 120. The chase will always be there, and even if you get dupes of those shinies, you still want to keep them and have them as part of your collection because they're cool.
Yeah.
I would not be upset if I pulled 7 more Galarian Obstagoons.
Yeah.
I would not be upset if I pulled 5 more Appletons. There is no way I'm going to be upset if I get a shiny Pokemon, whether it's just the little babies or whether it's a full art.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes the smallness of the rest of the set worth it for me.
You did a horrible job of doing that. I'm gonna fix it to where it looks nicer so you can.
So yeah, but Battle Styles also looks so much fun. It looks like so much fun. Lots of awesome artwork. Lots of Pokemon. We were talking about this. They're bringing back alternate arts, which I'm super stoked on. They have Colonel Mustard in his angry eyes.
He looks scary.
His eyebrows get me every time.
Are they gonna make honey like super thick?
Oh, they have a honey card.
If they don't make her super like
she actually looks like a somewhat normal human being.
I'm just saying like with a name like honey.
Yeah, honey is her wife. Or honey is his wife.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's what I was saying earlier.
Right. We'll get it, honey mustard. But
honey mustard is the best dipping sauce.
We actually had an episode called Honey Mustard. Or was it a two-parter?
It was a two-parter.
We have two episodes called Honey Mustard.
But
Jesus Christ.
What I'm saying is like if that card where she's not like super thick and sassy and you're just like she's out of his league, I am going to be disappointed.
Actually, I think I can pull it out. I think I can pull it up.
But no, I think as much as Shining Fates has, I agree, as hard as Shining Fates is able to be able to get a hold of, if you take away the chase from it, I think just like even taking away like the secret rares and the big chase cards, there are just some very fun and cute like awesome cards out there that are even common, and I think that's what really makes this set super fun, is like even if the common and uncommon cards are, I guess, just like you're stoked to have, that's what really makes this set super fun, right? Because mm-hmm. then you're like, you're not gonna get disappointed if you get like that Thievul card is super cute, you know, where he's just like pouncing and like you kind of see him in the action a little bit. You know, and like the Dedenne with like the Shuckling stuff in the background and just some of these other cards that we see that just kind of make a story within the card that just make the whole set worth it for me.
Yeah.
In there. And plus, you know, when you do pull some really awesome fucking cards, that also kind of like helps, you know, with the ranking of like why you should do it.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Which is why I think, at least for me, what's it called? Champion's Path is so low.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with the set. It's the fact that the odds are all fucky.
Yeah. I definitely notice I'll be more motivated to, like, and pumped to, like, buy cards if I'm, like, getting really fucking good pulls from a certain set. I am doing fucking poorly. This is so hard. I don't...
Life is hard sometimes.
Do you want the Celebi on top, or do you want
Sure.
it?
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, so that's our main topic. We should go ahead and go into the Trainer Challenge with 6 minutes left into the show.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, so our Trainer Challenge for the past couple weeks. Oh, there is no honey card. Last week, I made a joke about Mr. Pokemon. And Jake decided to turn that into a Trainer Challenge. Of where we had to draw Mr. Pokemon. I accidentally drew who? Something Mustache Man?
Wilfred Wharfstache.
Yeah, I accidentally drew
Markiplier stands out there.
I accidentally drew Wilfred Wharfstache from Markiplier. Without knowing it.
It's actually pretty spot on. Like, it looks really good.
It's kind of wild. And my idea was just this eccentric old man who just kind of wants to be hip.
He could be a player too if he wanted to, though. Yeah. He just has more respect than that for women and yeah. other people.
So an eccentric old man that doesn't necessarily know the fad, like, know what the fads do, but he just knows it's a fad. So, like, part of one of his eyebrows is shaved.
I'm surprised you didn't draw, like, a monocle.
I was thinking about it, but that would be too Monopoly Man.
Don't fuckle a shuckle.
Rest. His bow tie is a Pokeball, his watch is a Pokeball, his belt is a Pokeball. I was gonna do a back view where the back was just a giant Pokeball, but I didn't want to.
Do you mind if you see it real quick?
I actually do, because it's trash.
I like it a lot.
I like it too.
Don't.
Okay, if you don't want to show it off, you don't have to.
I don't.
It looks we cool would appreciate though. It if you did.
You guys see it. That's all that matters. It's here, and it's done.
Oh no, something glitched. We don't have proof.
There he is.
I like it. I like it's cute.
Yeah. It's not bad.
No.
It's not good. I don't draw
there,
people.
Trust me, there have been a lot worse that I have seen. Yours is not bad.
I don't draw people.
A C minus.
C's get degrees.
D's get degrees too.
D's get it in.
No.
Not in college. Not in some of my classes. Sometimes B's got degrees and not C's.
Oh.
And I had to retake my classes.
But here you are.
Here I am.
You did it!
I'm teaching children.
Oh no.
A responsible adult.
Every time
someone says oh no, like that's the thing that goes that plays in the back of my head and like I hate it so much because like
ruined it.
Like legitimately, like the word oh no. That's the sound I hear, and the whole little sequence plays out in my head every single time, and like, I can't just hear the word "oh no" normally in my head without.
And it's like 15 seconds; you just have to go through it and finish it, otherwise it's gonna bug you all day.
I've developed like this weird form of like non-traumatizing PTSD and like OCD with it.
Yeah,
I don't know what's happening. I'm pretty sure TikTok is made by the government. Trying to like create us to be sleeper agents without knowing it, and I'm pretty sure that's gonna be my trigger word.
That's it.
Oh no, and I'm just like start murdering.
So yeah, I accidentally drew Markiplier fan art. Anybody else want to talk about theirs?
The thing is, mine doesn't exist. I lost the trainer challenge, and so did Jake.
I did.
It's okay.
I drew porn.
What?
It's not appropriate enough.
It's Mr. Pokemon shirt.
It's just
a giant dick with like a Prince Albert Pokeball.
Draw Mr. Pokemon shirtless.
I might.
We're gonna get straight up Pokemon hentai now.
No.
He's gonna have a big old throbbing like phallus.
Excuse me, there are no genitals on that man. he's flat.
He's a flat out eunuch. He has a dark past. He fought in the Pokemon Wars, and he was tortured. He was a prisoner of war.
And they castrated him?
Yeah, and they made him a eunuch.
No pee-pee for you! Goodbye!
But it was the one little wild Dedenne that would come and visit him as he was bleeding out from his nuts. that gave him hope. And when he came out, he promised to spread the love and joy of Pokemon because that's what saved his life.
Ooh, I don't like that that kind of works. I don't like how that would actually make sense.
I'm like, how was it to Dene? Not a fucking, like, Pikachu? Fuck Pikachu, no.
But see, he didn't ever catch that Dene at all.
Yeah, it's too busy wandering around in Alice in Wonderland.
Doing LSD.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and as he does get married, and he does have a happy life, and you know, and he does plan on having like a Pokemon Wars like veteran facility to help those who have been prisoner of war, using Pokemon therapy to help them deal with their traumas.
Okay, I think we forgot. Mr. Pokemon just runs the Pokemon company.
Yeah.
We talk to him. He's not an actual person in the Pokemon lore. Actually, false. There is a Mr. Pokemon in the Pokemon lore. Not the person we were supposed to draw.
Not the war hero.
Yeah, so the person we were supposed to draw was just the guy who owns Pokemon, Mr. Pokemon. The more you know.
I will do it eventually, but I forgot, so.
So, you were the only one who completed your trainer challenge and proved it last week with the Pokemon. And I was the
knockoff
only one
that
who
you fucking stole.
It wasn't a knockoff. It just wasn't original enough for you guys. Right. Which, that's a fair critic. I could have made it a little more original. Kept the same concept, make it more original.
You literally just did the same thing and changed the color palette and gave him squiggles.
I could add some more originality to it. I know I can.
So
I'm going to do that.
So you completed the trainer challenge last week. I completed the trainer challenge this week.
It's near week next year.
I did actually like do it. I just didn't post it. So, I mean, I did it in a way.
Let's see it.
I don't have it with me.
Mm-hmm. Did your dog eat it?
No.
Your lizard did.
My lizard did. Yep. My lizard actually fucking attacked the dog the other day.
I know.
You told us it was so scary.
I screamed.
She screamed.
I did.
Speaking of. So, I think
to be fair, because if you got a pass last week, and if I'm getting a pass this week,
I think
we can do one more round of trainer challenges, and if anyone fails next week, to be fair, it's double or nothing on punishments.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say something very similar, that if you didn't do next week's trainer challenge, you'd be fucked. No.
Right, so does everyone agree, double or nothing?
Yeah.
Right, for trainer challenges? Ooh, the stakes are
getting
hot.
Can we not do a drawing one? I am so sick of drawings.
No, I agree. I think
I'm done drawing.
So, just to get more creative with it, I think it would be fun if...
Can we write a story?
That's what I was going to say. Like, what if we did like a fun short story? You can either say it verbally at the end of the episode next week.
I'm going to have a book, baby.
No. Or we can even make that the main topic just in case, like... Because I know Brittany works a lot, so she might not be able to finish Journeys in 1 week.
No, she has 2 weeks. What? We're not doing Journeys next week. We're doing Journeys the week after.
Oh, so what if our main topic...
You have to watch Journeys Part 3.
Jackson won't let me because every time I try to watch it, he always says, no, Indigo League.
Tell him to fuck
tell
off.
Him
it's
for
Netflix,
tell him, it's, so. Tell him it's for work.
Tell him it's for the podcast.
Like, it's literally for work.
Okay.
Cry a little bit. It'll make him feel bad.
Like, Alexa makes me watch it because she's like, you have to do this. And I'm like, I know, but Go's such a fucking idiot. And she's just like, I get it, but you have to watch it.
Cry a little bit. Say,
anyways, so
say that we will kick you out if you don't watch
so
it.
So, I think for fun, because I know we were supposed to do our region research.
Yeah.
But we could push everything out, right? Because it helps create more episodes. What if next week our main topic was story time? Where it like doubles up in completing the trainer challenge, but also creates a main topic for us, where our main topic next week is we give our short story.
Oh, sure.
What is the short story?
I think like...
Yeah, let's actually put some parameters.
Yeah,
all right,
like
let's do that.
I need more direction.
So we have
otherwise
a few minutes to
I'm
do that.
Do like
right,
a
so
smile.
I think at least... It has to be at least 5 minutes long. Is that fair?
What? 5 minutes is a long time for a speech.
Okay.
We can do three. At least three.
At least a 3 minute long story.
I'm fine with that.
Like, I think...
It'll go faster than you think.
Okay.
I promise.
I'm just thinking about like my work schedule next week and this week. Like, I literally am working so much, I'm not gonna have time to do a lot. But
you can bullshit.
Okay.
Just be like, there was this character and her name was Lacey and she went into Alola and then she found a wormhole and she got sucked into the wormhole and then she found Necrozma and she rode Necrozma like it was a unicorn. And then her and Necrozma fought Solgaleo and they went pew and fleshed that up.
Can I just talk like really slow and say like a sentence and call it good? I'll talk like I'm having a stroke and you have to bear with it because I'm
a stroke.
So okay. And also to be fair, has to have generic story, beginning, middle, end, you know, origin, climax, ending.
Don't say that, please.
No, that's climax. A real literary term.
I know, and I don't like it.
Your hero has to climax.
Now you fucking ruined it.
I'm gonna write a Pokemon porn story, and you have to listen to every fucking second.
If that is terrible.
I will not, just to clarify.
Okay, first of all, so here's how it works. So you have your origin.
You have the foreplay, the climax, and then the resting period.
You have your build up, your building, and then there's like some struggle. And then there's like the main problem, which is your climax. And then immediately, almost after that, you have the resolution. Right. Like, so it kind of is like
your climax could actually be the actual climax, or they forget the safe word.
That's
just the problem leading up to it.
It would be like those YouTubers that are reading off, like, because people are disgusting and they like to make like fanfics of like real life people.
Not to give you a suggestion, like, what are we but doing? I think, okay, so I think what would be really cool for you is like for you if you did a like Eevee evolution story where like you have this Eevee as the main character like evolving into a Vaporeon and kind of going through its life cycle in some kind of cute way.
I'm absolutely stealing that.
Yeah.
That's something I will consider for sure.
Honestly, this feels like you're just creating a backstory for like your Dungeons and Dragons character.
Which is super cool.
Your Pokemon version.
I think that's fun. I think it'll be fun. So we have obviously 3-minute time limit, a generic like
3-minute minimum.
3-minute minimum. I say no more than 5 though. 3 to 5 minutes.
So I'm like, fuck.
I mean, okay, so no more than 10.
Okay.
Right, so 3 to 10 minutes. And it has to have a beginning, middle, and end, and it has to be centralized around a Pokemon or trainer. Fair?
Fair.
Everyone agree?
What if we did... Sorry, this is like me brainstorming. No. No, I'll keep it.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so like what if we did like our point of view, like if we were a trainer, like living in like a certain region, like our personal story of like what we would do.
Is
like,
that centered around a trainer?
What do you mean?
Is that centered around a trainer?
Yeah, like if you so were a trainer. Yes.
You could
like,
do that.
Yes.
Like your storyline, like.
Yeah.
It still falls into the parameters of being centered around a trainer.
I think for mine might be like a Pokemon Origins, like, you know, like the animated series, but like maybe the trainer with the Raichu or something like that. I'm just kind of brainstorming now. But I'm excited. This will be a fun trainer challenge. Double or nothing. If you don't complete it, then you get double the punishment. But I think it'll also be doubled up as a really cool main topic for everyone.
Yeah. Listen to our fanfic.
Yeah.
Not all fanfic has to be smutty, people.
Not all fanfic has to have that fan dick.
Not all fanfics don't have to be smutty, though.
Thickerita. Thick. That's titties. What I'm going to write about.
God damn.
Thickerita and her titties.
Anyways, guys, so this has been our this week's episode of Critical Hit. Thank you for always for tuning in. Don't forget to check out our social medias and all that stuff. And I'm Jake. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at tattoo.raichu.
And I'm Brittany. And you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at SpookyVaporeon. That is spooky with an I. Not on fucking, what's it called? That stupid bullshit.
Pornhub.
OnlyFans. OnlyFans.
That's you can find her on OnlyFans selling Raptor's feet.
And
Jackson's feet.
Oh my god, I hate both.
And I'm Sam. You can
Smash Mantha!
So close. You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer. Thank you all. Have a wonderful night, day, whenever the hell you're listening to this.
And fuck Gen 5. Thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's episode of Critical Hit. Don't forget to check out other Comic Talk 616 podcasts by going to comictalk616.weebly.com.
Be sure to like and follow us on all of our social media, as well as subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.